This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I welcome you to WGOD. Welcome to Storos Ministries. That's the name of my ministry. I am a Bible translator. My Bible translation is available at majoritytext.com. I encourage you to go there sometime, majoritytext.com. And I just want to give you a little bit more information on who this crazy guy is you hear ranting and raving on the radio. Word gets me excited, and I'm unapologetic about that. God makes me excited. Some people get excited about basketball, football, hockey, whatever, .. fill in the blank. The Word of God gets me excited, and I don't apologize for that. I've had many years of getting excited about the wrong things. Now the rest of my life is dedicated about getting excited about the Word of God. And we're in a sermon here right now entitled Unholy Communion, Getting Together for the Worse. Now, again, more information on this ministry, majoritytext.com is one of my websites. My Bible translation is up on there. And I believe that my Bible, not because it's my Bible, but because of where it comes from, the majority, that is, the majority of every Greek manuscript ever found in existence, I believe that my Bible translation, as well as others that come from the majority text, are the closest representation to the original autographs spoken by Almighty God. Remember, holy men of God spoke as they were brought along by the Holy Spirit. And I believe a majority text is the closest representation you'll ever find to the original spoken words of God. I'd rather have a Bible that comes from manuscripts found in Colossae, in Thessalonica, and in Corinth, and in Rome, wouldn't you? Than manuscripts found in Egypt or somewhere where there was never a letter written. So, majoritytext.com, gospelstudy.net, that's the old name of this program. You'll find more on this ministry there. I'm the pastor of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sundays at 10:30. We meet now, except for this week, except for tomorrow night. We're not meeting this Thursday because it's New Year's Day, but we meet Thursdays from 6 to 7. And I'd love to see you out Thursday night at 6 o'clock, even if you go to another church. This is why I have it on Thursdays. So you can come from your own church and your pastor or whatever won't be threatened, or you won't think I'm trying to steal you away from another church. I want you to come out and study the Word with us. We're in an exciting study in the book of Revelation. Next Thursday, we're going to be starting chapter 14, You're Welcome, Island Community Church. If you're looking for a church, we'd love to see you Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're in the book of Galatians, verse by verse. Now here, we're looking at the right way of taking communion. Did you partake of Holy Communion on Christmas Eve and the pastor didn't mention to you that there was a right way and a wrong way of partaking of it? That's what we're looking at. Now, to hear this whole sermon, please write to me, elected77@gmail.com. I'll burn you a CD. I'll email it to you, whatever. But please hear this whole sermon in its entirety. This is the last part of this message now, Unholy Communion, coming together for the worse.
And gave up his life so that he might reconcile you back to him. Verse 24 says, in the King James or the New King James, it says, my body, which has been broken for you. This is what Isaiah the prophet said 700 years earlier than that. He said, speaking of Christ, he is despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is communion. That's what it's all about. Not sitting around scarfing down bread. It's not Hawaiian punch and Twinkies. It's not some kind of free-for-all. It's remembering what Jesus did on the cross for you. Broken body. Do this. Partake of this meal. Do this in remembrance of me. The bread and wine signify his broken body and his poured out and shed blood. Number four, the severe consequences of irreverence. The severe consequences of irreverence. I bet you Uzzah would give me an amen if he was sitting right here. The severe consequences of irreverence, verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord irreverently will be guilty. Where is it? Here it is. Whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord irreverently will be guilty of the body of the Lord and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and in this way let him eat from the bread and drink from the cup. For he that eats and drinks irreverently eats and drinks judgment to himself, not judging correctly or not discerning the Lord's body. Reminds me of that Indiana Jones movie. You ever see that? Where they're searching for the Holy Grail and, you know, the cup from the crucifixion was there amongst all these other cups, and they had to grab the right one because the wrong cup would, if you drank from it, it killed you. Don't you remember that? You ever see that movie? The one with the Sean Connery in it? And he grabbed the wrong cup and put water in it and drank it, and he turned into this skeleton. His eyes popped out, and the knight says, he has chosen poorly. Here's how the King James reads. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. They must have taken that scene from Indiana Jones out of this text. The cup of the Lord, partaking of it flippantly or the wrong way. Verse 30, because of this, that is irreverence towards God, because of this, many among you are weak and sick, and many have died, or many sleep, euphemism for death. God rules. He is still sovereign. For this irreverent act, the text says, many are weak, many are sickly, and many have died. Notice these 2 points out of this. Number one, God still rules over sickness. And number two, whether you'll accept it or not, not all sickness comes from Satan. Do with that what you will. You're not storming these gates, brother. Sometimes sickness is of the Lord. Believe God at his word. There's no commanding your healing here. Sometimes people are sick, and their sickness doesn't come from Satan. There's other reasons for it sometimes. Consequence, number one. They will be guilty of the body and guilty of the blood. Yikes, who wants to be guilty of that? Guilty of the body, guilty of the blood of the very Son of God? I mean, of all the things you could be guilty of, you could be guilty of watering your lawn on a Monday in Merritt Island. You could be guilty of running a red light. You could be guilty of jaywalking. But rather, guilty of the body of the Son of God. Guilty of the blood. Now, this is a hard saying, and I need some help. This from John MacArthur. He says, to come to the Lord's table, listen to this, to come to the Lord's table clinging to one's sin does not only dishonor the ceremony, but it dishonors his body and blood. Treating lightly the gracious sacrifice of Christ for us, it is necessary to set all sin before the Lord, then to partake, so as not to mock the sacrificed sin, the sacrifice for sin by holding on to it. What a great definition that is, right, of what this means. You think of all the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross for you, and we don't make a mockery of it. We get on our knees and we repent of our sin. That's how we're going to partake of communion here in a moment. But imagine going to church and leaving sick. No, that couldn't happen today, could it? You decide. What does the Word of God say? Lastly, number 5, the right approach to the Lord's Supper. Verse 31. Let me read that again. The right or the correct approach to the Lord's Supper. How to do it right. But if we judged ourselves rightly, then we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we will not be condemned along with the world. Come to the realization last night, so I was talking with CJ about this, that this text is saying that sometimes believers can lose their life in judgment, but they do not lose their salvation. Judge is judged in the body by the Lord, but not losing your salvation. Again, let me read that verse. If we judged ourselves rightly, that is, if we got on our knees and confessed and turned and repented of the sins we've committed, if we judge ourselves rightly, then we would not be judged. Flip side. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord. Notice the next two words. So that we won't be condemned with the world, along with everybody else. Sometimes God calls Christians home as a result of sin, but they don't lose their salvation. So then, verse 33, my beloved brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that he will not come together for judgment. The remaining matters I will arrange when I come. To judge ourselves rightly, let me start that song for me. To judge ourselves rightly means to take time right now, prior to communion, to confess your sins to the Lord and to repent of them. So let me encourage you. I think it's always good to ask the Lord in prayer, Lord, show me any unconfessed sin, and to repent of them. So let's do that right now.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.